All right, good morning, everybody. Last week, free fall. This week, line up and wait. Just a quick comment on free fall is free fall. If you think about it, we didn't deserve a second chance. God gives us a second chance. And so he rescues us when we cry out for help, in any sense help. And our tendency, because I've been there and wanted to do that, but didn't. The tendency is to just want to say, thanks for catching me, set me on the ground. I got it from here. That's our tendency. And then the other tendency is, why isn't it all fixed right now? You set me on the ground. How come everything isn't better today? You know, the next day, right? Isn't that what we want to do? And then we have to line up and wait. And line up and wait is hard, but we're looking for instant especially in the instant gratification world we live in. I mean, in this country, everything is instant, right? Instant, what is that? Instagram, instant, everything's instant. Instant coffee we used to drink, I don't think we drink it anymore, but since we don't have instant coffee anymore, I guess we go to the coffee store and we get a coffee quick and we go and we're on the move. Everything's instant. And God says in Philippians 2:13, it says this, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure." What he's doing in you, yes, it's for you, but it's for him. It's his work in you. And it takes a minute. So, you know, he's not the wizard. He doesn't wave a magic wand. And all of a sudden, tomorrow, everything's better. He says, no, now I caught you. I set you on the ground. Let's get to work. And that's what leads us into this morning, to line up and wait. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that you've saved us. We thank you, you've rescued us. Whether we were a Christian or not, when we went into free fall, we needed you to rescue us and save us and literally catch us and set us on the ground. And then we ask for help and you bring help. You don't just stop there. You don't just catch us and set us on our own way, but you bring help. And then it's up to us to receive it, to latch onto it, to cling to it, and, get to work. So we pray for this morning, this time together, that we would have, really open hearts to hear and to listen and to get to work today as we have this opportunity before us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So just to give you guys the scripture, one that Pat was referring to, Peter comes to him and Jesus tells Peter at the there, "Follow me." But then he says, Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them. And he's speaking of John, who wrote the book of John. This is in John chapter 21. And then Jesus says to Peter, and Peter says, "Jesus, Lord, what about this man?" And Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" And then he says this to Peter. He says, "You follow me." And isn't that what we heard today? You know, our eyes, we have wandering eyes. Our eyes wander all over the place. And the Lord's saying, no, you follow me. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about the guy you think who's got it all, who we've never seen his balance sheet. You've seen your balance sheet. So let's work on your balance sheet. Let's not worry about your neighbor's balance sheet. You know, and when it comes to line up and wait, I think the best example I can give you, from my own personal experience was, there was a time we had to wait and we just had to wait. And then there was a time when God said go and there could be no hesitation to go. And, that's because we had to allow the Lord now through the U.S. trustee to shut down a company. But we had to wait. And then once the U.S. trustee shut down the company, we had to, because we left that in God's hands, not our own hands. We didn't try to manipulate anything. Then we had to instantly go. There could be no hesitation to start to open the new company. If there was a little bit of hesitation, I wouldn't be here today talking to you. And vice versa. If we had gone ahead and started a new company before it was time, wouldn't be here talking to you today. There was a moment in time. There was a specific time to go. There was a very specific time to wait. And if you wait and you wait and you wait till you think there's no hope, God will say, now go, hit it. And you got to go. That's the best way I can explain it. I mean, there's many, many other examples I could give you, but that's probably the biggest, example that I have, of waiting and going when it's time to say go. Anyway, it's, you know, we got to stop looking at others and stop comparing and just go. Go when it's time to go, wait when it's time to wait, and do when it's time to do. And it's none of it's easy. You know, just like making a sale for me. I make a sale yesterday. Today, I'm on to the next one. You know, let somebody else deal with getting the job set up and ready to go. Nope. You got work to do, so you gotta, we can't always be about the next thing. Sometimes we gotta just be about what there is to do today. Anyway, let's pray as we go into the rest of our day. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time to be together. We thank you that you say where two or three are gathered together in your name, and we are here in your name. You're there. You speak. Lord, you have, and we need to be ready to listen and to hear what you have for each one of us. Each of us different. Each of us in a different, little bit different situation. Each of us with a different capacity, and that you meet us right where we're at. So we thank you for that, that you are the one who meets us right where we're at to give us exactly what we need. So as we go today, every one of us has a list of things to do. And may we be about the list that you have for us today. Not dimension jumping out and try to create a list that's not there. Not trying to make you conform to our will, but may we be those who are ready to conform to your will for us today. We thank you for this time. We've committed this day to you. In Jesus' name, amen.